Who's there? Oh, a little one. What are you doing way out here? I very nearly stepped on you, you know. Are you lost? Yes, I thought you must be. You have that kind of look about you, like a little lost puppy. I find it hard to believe that's the first time anybody's said that to you. You do have the look, but still, if you say so. Well, I suppose if I've found such a tiny thing as you out here, all alone, then there's only one thing I, a giant, can really do, wouldn't you say? Don't you know? Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to eat you. It's just what we giants do. No hard feelings, I hope. I'm sorry. I did get you, didn't I? Don't worry. I'm not really going to eat you. I hope that doesn't disappoint. I thought I saw a look of disappointment on your face for a moment, but I must have been mistaken. Easily done when your head's as small as yours is. I can barely make out the expressions you're making. Now. What will we actually do with you? Where were you trying to get to? I may be able to show you the way, although I fear my knowledge is quite limited. I don't tend to leave my quiet little corner of the forest. You don't recall? Curious. How can one have found themselves traipsing through my little woodland, lost and alone, with no memory of where one was heading? Goodness, what a predicament. Ah, I see. Yes, if you were in an altercation of some kind with an unpleasant spellcaster, I suppose you could have been hit with some kind of spell that causes memory loss. You'll have to forgive me. I'm not very familiar with such things, despite my... Well, anyway. All in good time. Now, let's see. If I were to show you a map of the area, do you think that might spark your memory? Give you some idea of where you were supposed to be heading? Yes, I think it might be worth a try. I don't have a map with me. No need for one myself. But I do have one that a kindly adventurer once left at my home, specifically so that I may guide any others I come across. You'd be welcome to come back and have a look, see what we can figure out for you. Oh, no, it's no bother. No bother at all. I'd be glad of the company, in fact. It's been a little while since I had a visitor. My home is a 10-minute walk that way, although I fear it would be more like a 40-minute walk with legs as small as yours. if you don't mind climbing up, I'd be happy to carry you the way. You don't look too heavy. No, I'm certain. No bother at all. Here, climb up my arm and plant yourself on my shoulder. I'll barely feel a thing, I assure you. There we go. Hold on tight then, little one. It'd be quite the fall for you if you slipped. Yes. It will be nice to have some company for a while. It's been... Goodness me. How long has it been? Longer than I recall since someone last found themselves in my woods. I wish I knew why. Once, not all that long ago, I'm sure, there'd be folks coming through here all the time. Foragers, hunters, adventurers, almost all friendly. Yes, I'd have the occasional trouble from beasts or ne'er-do-wells, only occasionally.